Once again, we go back to the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there talks about Ibur HaChodesh and Ibur Hashana. What is Ibur HaChodesh? What is Ibur Hashana? So as we well know, have a look at Rashi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Look at the opening Mishnah. We will keep on coming back to the Mishnah. Ibur HaChodesh, says Rashi, B'Gemara Mefarish, B'Shloisha. Ibur HaShana is also B'Shloisha, at least in accordance to the opinion of Rav Meir. Look at Rashi there, Ibur HaShana. Shahayu Beisdin Yoishvin V'Royim. Beisdin would sit and study. Im Tzrichim La'abir. Whether we need to extend the year. As we know, as we very well know. No, it's called a shana mu'uberes, which means pregnant or swollen or swelled. So a standard year has 12 months, like this year. But last year had 13 when you have an Adar Sheni, if I'm not mistaken, next year has as well. Why do they, on occasion, decide to do so? Mipnei ha'oviv, v'hatkufa, various calculations, halachic calculations, obviously, cheshbonos, which we must ensure that certain yomim tovim coincide with certain times of the year. Kedomina b'gemara milsid Rav Shimon mefarash b'gemara b'braisa in daf yud omid beis, which was what we are about to learn now. So we have a concept of Ibur HaChodesh, we have a concept of Ibur HaShana. So let's, before we see the gemara and our omid, make a very brief introduction. As we know, in the times of Chazal, the calendar was not fixed and Rosh Chodesh was fixed in accordance with when Adim used to come. If Adim used to come on day 29, well, then it was a 29-day month. If not, then there is Ibur HaChodesh. The Chodesh is slightly swollen, as it were, and becomes a 30-day Chodesh. All of this is no longer relevant, at least at the moment, because Hillel fixed for us the calendar, where basically there are exceptions, but basically there is a fixed order now. 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, and that's how he goes through the whole year. There are one or two exceptions, Cheshvan Kislev, not our discussion. But that's called Ibur HaChodesh, Ibur HaChodesh. In addition, of course, there is a principle of Kiddush HaChodesh, which really precedes Ibur HaChodesh, and that is every single month we would sanctify the moon based on two Edim testifying that they saw the moon. They would be cross-examined, and if their Edus works out, then the Chodesh is confirmed. So that's Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibur HaChodesh, plus the new principle of Ibur HaShana, Ibur HaShana. So how many Dayanim do you need? So the Mishnah again said, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, for Ibur HaChodesh, you need three. Note, the Mishnah did not talk about Kiddush HaChodesh. So we do not know at this stage, and the Gemara will discuss it, how many Edim do you need to sanctify the new moon? Rather, here we're talking about specifically how many Edim you need to extend the month, and that you need three, and there seems to be no discussion about that whatsoever. However, for Ibur HaShana is something very different. Ibur HaShana is when, as we mentioned, the year needs to be extended to make an Ador Sheni, a 13th month in the year. So how many Dayanim do you need? Says the Mishnah, Ibur HaShana B'Shloisha Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, you need three Dayanim for Ibur HaShana. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says something different. Now we need to try and understand these words. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer B'Shloisha Maschilin. You would begin with three. Now we've never seen this before. So far, we've always seen we have to have a fixed number, whether it's 3 or 23 or whatever it is. Here, we begin with 3. Ubachamisha noisin v'noisnin. There will be a discussion. V'goimrin b'shiva. But they will conclude with 7. So this sounds rather strange. As opposed to all other halachas which have a fixed number of dayonim, here we begin the debate with 3, we then move on to 5, and we conclude with 7. However, v'im gomru begimel, But if they manage to conclude with the presence of just three dayanim, then mu'uberes. So it would seem to be that for some reason the discussion with regarding whether to inflate the year, meaning add the extra month, is a complicated discussion. So complicated that you might need to add extra dayanim to help resolve the various arguments for and against. So you begin with three, and if they can't come to a conclusion, you add it to five. And if you can't come to a conclusion, you go to seven. And that's what the Mishnah says. But if they manage to come to a clear-cut conclusion following with just three dayanim, then indeed mu'uberes, the shana would be considered a mu'uberes, and the fact that you only had three is absolutely fine. So we will see more of this in the Gemara. Let's now turn to the Gemara, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are on the fourth line. Daf Yud Amud Beis, the last word on the fourth line. Ibur HaChodesh V'Shleisha. Says the Gemara, Ibur HaChodesh V'Shleisha. Hishuv Loi Katani. Let's just translate, and then we'll see more in Rashi. Chishuv, quote-unquote, loikotani. The Mishnah does not state anything about chishuv. Chishuv means calculation. We'll see what this means in a moment. Kiddush, quote-unquote, also loikotani. Elo, ibur, quote-unquote. So the Gemara has just mentioned three things. Chishuv, which means, again, calculating. Kiddush, which means sanctifying. And Ibur, which means swelling. Swelling the year means inflating the year, adding the extra month. So the Gemara is pointing out that there are two stages that are not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. And we have to try and draw a conclusion from that. So look at Rashi on the top line. Zokt Rashi. Chishuv, top line, Chishuv loy katani.
That's an uncharacteristically long Rashi.
It's a long Rashi. Chishuv loy katani. Now, obviously, in order to make an Ibur HaChodesh, it doesn't just require a declaration, it first requires a debate. First, we have to debate it, and then we will declare one way or another. So, says Rashi, Chishuv loy katani. The Mishnah does not state anything about the Chishuv, the Neima, let the Mishnah say, but indeed it doesn't, Shetzarich Shloisha, that you need three Dayonim. Lachshav or lachashav, to calculate im ya'abru es ha'chodesh. First, before you can declare that the month is a swollen month, as it were, an inflated month that goes up to 30 days, well, we can't declare it, obviously, before we've debated it. That's the calculation. You've got to sit and work out according to the dates and according to the calendar and according to the various halachic requirements of the year. First, let's calculate if, yes, no, whether this month needs to be a 30-day month. And then, and only then, can we declare it so. So that initial stage is called lechashev, to calculate. And we are not told in the Mishnah anything about that stage. So again, denema, let the Mishnah write that which is missing, which is shetzarich shloisha, that you would require three dayanim lechashev in order to calculate im ya'abru es ha'chodesh, whether they should make this a chodesh mu'uberes. De b'chushpana talia, because it all depends on a cheshpan. You can't just obviously wake up one morning and decide, okay, toss of a coin, this month will or won't be a chodesh mu'uber. There has to be a cheshpan. Even if it's overwhelmingly clear that it has to be a chodesh mu'ubar, kagoin mishum yarka Omishum Masya, which we won't get involved now, Afilohachi, Chushpana Ba'i, that always needs a cheshbon, means even when it's very, very obvious that this is the way it's got to be, but there has to be a deliberation, a discussion about it in Bezdin. Kedatanan, the Mesechta's Erechin. So Rashi now sends us to a Mishnah that discusses this at length in Erechin, and it says there, Ein poichasin me'arba'a chadoshim me'ubarin b'shona. You cannot have less than four me'ubar chadoshim a year. You've got to have at least four times a year in which the month has 30 days and not 29. V'loi niber nire la'aber yoisa al shmoino. And it cannot be, however, more than eight. So again, not less than four, a minimum of four. So four means not less than four, but it can be more than four. You can have five, you can have six, you can have seven, you can have 8 months a year where the chodesh is me'ubar, meaning that it's inflated to 30 days, but not more than 8 months a year, says Rashi. Avol tisha me'ubarin loy avdinon. But 9 months, which are mu'uba, that we don't do. So it's got to be somewhere, not less than four, not more than eight. What would be the problem if I have 9 months a year that are mu'uba? Well, then we're going to be out of whack. We're going to be misaligned. Why? The imkein kodim va'osi. Because if you make too many months, chodesh mu'uba, Kodim va'osi sihara tlosi yoimi umechzi shikra. What's sihara? Sihara is the moon. Remember, even though we're waiting there in Bezdin very patiently for the Edim to
frozen.